This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
About to catch up with Tim Cato of The Athletic. Talk about your Dallas Mavericks after a badly needed win last night over the Miami Heat. Hour number three of the G-Bag Nation as we continue to rock with you live from the Dallas Boat Show here in Market Hall right off of Stemmons. Come on by. Get your dream boat of the future. But they've got much more than just boats here as well. Some awesome waterwear as well, sportswear that you can get. And we got some drinks. We got some drinks that are flowing from some Tolo that are hanging out with us behind the scenes here. That's awesome. The drinks and the food, I'm sure, is around here as well. And every once in a while, they'll fire off one of the speakers for one of the bigger boats that's here. You can have a little party there that's going on. So this is a blast. Top 10 coming up on the other side. Of course, we got what you drinking, what you thinking at 520. Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broaddus. We got Lucius Alexander back at Master Control. Carter Freeman running your video. And shout out to Ruben, who is running things right now for us here, producing live on the scene. But without further ado, let's welcome in, courtesy of the D&M Leasing Hot Seat, the one and only Tim Cato. Tim, we love you. We had to have you on again. Thank goodness it's after a win. How badly needed was that victory last night over the Heat?
I think it was pretty needed. Yeah, this is a team that had been in a rough stretch. I think when I was on a couple weeks ago, we had a different tone about the team, and there's been a little bit of a reality check. We'll get into all of that, but important and necessary and impressive in its own ways win over the Miami Heat last night.
So during the struggle, I think a lot of the focus was on defense, and there's been a lot of fans that have soured maybe on Jason Kidd. You had an awesome article that you wrote, and I encourage everybody, if you haven't, go and read that on The Athletic from Tim Cato. But if you can kind of just give our listeners that maybe haven't had a chance, what are some of the issues that you've seen during the struggles defensively for the Mavs?
Yeah, in that article, I talk a lot about the team scheme and how the team scheme is meant to hide Luka and hide Kyrie. And I want to be very clear. In no circumstance am I looking at the Mavericks and being like, hey, Luka's the problem.
Right.
You know, hey, Kyrie's the problem. I still like that duo a lot offensively, obviously. You know, Luka, you know, MVP candidate, et cetera. So many things you can say. Kyrie has been fantastic this year. But these two have not been as good as we've seen defensively this season. And fundamentally, if you are choosing to pair Luka with a small defense deficient guard, that is a choice of identity. And it's the same choice that Dallas has made pretty much since they started, pretty much since the Porzingis trade. You know, first idea was shot blocking, two-way center. Porzingis wasn't quite that in Dallas. So they've gone with small guards, and they've tried to put enough defense around them. And obviously at the trade deadline, once again, they went out and got PJ Washington. You know, they got another rim-protecting center. These are identity choices, but you know, they've just cycled through the same identity. And so as I was looking back at the past couple weeks of Mavs defense, a lot of it was, okay, this is the scheme they try to run. Where are the problems? One of the problems was that Luka and Kyrie were not playing up to their standards. I, I don't think Kyrie was much better than he has been against Miami. Luka definitely picked it up in the second half, and that's important because, you know, if you have those guys guarding in the corners, and the corner three is the easiest, you know, best shot in basketball other than a, you know, an easy layup, you know, those guys have to, you know, come help it towards the lane, and then they have to get back out to those shooters. And there wasn't enough of, you know, either helping initially or getting back out to those guys. Now, those guys need to be better. The identity they've chosen to put a bunch of defenders around them, are the defenders good enough still? You know, like, that's still an open question. But I think what this streak was really showing to me was, all right, this is the identity they've chosen. This is how they're going to try to win with Luka Doncic. Where are the problems? Is it an identity thing? Is it just the players around Luka and Kyrie? Is it Kyrie and Luka needing to be better? You know, where does this start? Where does this end? You know, I could keep talking for 10 more minutes. So I'll let you guys ask the next one, and we'll keep this discussion going.
Yeah, but Tim, okay, I want you to talk the next 10 minutes about it. I really, really do. Because to me, I every time anybody ever asked me a question in NFL about identity, mm-hmm. I just scoffed. I'm like, you know, their identity is, you know, it's winning. And when you win, you have an identity. When you lose, you have an identity. I always, but with the Mavs, where did they determine, though, they knew they needed to make the trade. But do you feel like that they didn't get the right pieces, or were the problems really more deeper than that?
So Gafford is an interesting one because, and especially the combination of Gafford with Washington.
Right.
What we've seen from PJ Washington is that he hasn't been a reliable spot-up shooter, that he is capable with the dribble, that he can make moves. That's a good thing that they needed, but because he's not a reliable spot up shooter, when I've seen him at his best is often when the Mavericks are playing five out, which is to say they have Maxi Kleber on the floor, a shooting center who probably, you know, as much as he does shoot, but he's someone who spots up, and then PJ all of a sudden has a lot more room to operate within the arc. You don't have to rely on him as a spot up guy, but the Mavericks also traded for a non-shooting center,
sure.
You know, and they had this whole idea of 48 minutes of playing four out with a rim runner at all times. You know, it was going to be Lively and Gafford. And, you know, everybody was talking after the trade, 48 minutes mm-hmm. of this type of player. And we've already seen that isn't the case, that in some instances, Jason Kidd has gone back to Maxi, to close games, to, you know, when they needed a boost. And so, you know, identity, whatever you want to call it, that's one part of the team that sure. is already just a little bit incongruent. And, you know, there's still ways to work around this. And, you know, Derek Lively was fantastic. It helped that he didn't have to deal with a shooting big man on the other side. But you saw him against Bam. He is such a big, athletic
right.
guy. Derek Lively is and really bothered him. But, yeah, so... You know, you mentioned Kidd and you mentioned player, you know, or fans, the fan base beginning to turn on Kidd.
Right.
I think that a lot of coaches would struggle with, you know, these incongruencies and trying to figure out how exactly to stitch these lineups together. I do think there is a way for a very good coach to find the right combinations. And Jason Kidd's running out of time to do that this season. You know, even if coming off a win, you know, certainly he found some answers, changed some, you know, the starting lineup, used some different combinations. And for at least one game, it looks like he has a few more ideas that are, you know, make more sense of the talent that this team does have.
Tim, I mean, you do a hell of a job over there, so I don't mean to step into your world, but I do know some people over there in the organization. And one of the things, I just wanted to run it by you because you do a great job. The thing they said to me was, we're playing too many guys. That seems to be something that we know we're not good on defense, but we're playing too many guys. Is this something that your basketball eyes are seeing? Is it a legitimate a thought?
Kind of. I think they're playing too many guys because they don't know which ones are sure. are these combinations. That it's taking some time to cycle through and say, okay, what is this five-man unit? And a lot of the times when we're talking about a five-man unit, we mean like which three players that are kind of fringe rotation players are we going to cycle in and out of? And, you know, because Luka and Kyrie, one of those two is always going to be on the court. You know, which players against which matchups most, you know, most complement, you know, the specific game that they're playing. And so I think if the number of guys they're playing is an issue, it's an issue in as much that they still don't totally know which ones to go to at which times. And, you know, with a midseason trade, that's a tough thing.
Sure.
But I also understand looking at Kidd and saying, that's your job. You're paid a lot of money to figure this out.
Right.
Dante Exum, I will say, last night against Miami, you know, he has to be one of those guys. And, you know, like since the All-Star break, there's one player on the team that has two games with five or more assists. It's Dante Exum, not yeah. Kyrie Irving.
Sure.
Kyrie Irving does not have, I believe he has one five assist game.
Wow.
Exum's the only guy with two. He is a connector. He plays defense. You know, it did help last night that Miami sent a lot more double teams at Luka than Dallas had been seeing. And so that kind of gives Dante, you know, a 4v3 situation. I think that's where his skill set really comes out. But yeah, as much as they can within the confines of the minute restriction, it's not a rigid one, but, you know, he feels healthy. But Dallas wants to keep his minutes down a little bit, but finding a way to get him on the floor, I think, is a necessary one. And, you know, if it comes at the expense of other people in the rotation, I think that's we're getting to that point where that's possibly a necessary thing.
It's interesting as you talk with Tim Cato of The Athletic here in the G-Bag Nation that you bring that up, because it makes me think of in the Mavs conference finals run a couple of years ago, they had so much success with that three-guard lineup with Brunson, Dinwiddie, and Luka. So is that something that you think down the stretch here and into the postseason with Exum being that connector, Luka and Kyrie, they should maybe rock with as well, and then whoever you want is the other two in the five-man lineup?
Yeah, I think so. You know, he's a very different player than Spencer Dinwiddie, of course, but I just think having a third guy who, you know, it's one thing to dribble. Like, you know, there's a bunch of players on this team who can dribble the ball past half court. There's a few players on this team who can pump fake and attack a closeout with a dribble. There's not a lot of players who can dribble into the lane, spin around, keep his dribble alive, find another guy. That's what Dante Exum does. And I do think that helps the offense, just gives it a little bit more vroom and, you know, just keeps things moving a little bit. And as Jason Kidd loves to say, you know, that this team's defense is its offense. The numbers back that up. They're far better after a made shot than a missed shot. Some of that is just like the way it sets up on the court, that if Luka is driving past the baseline and then he kicks to the corner shooter, that corner shooter is probably going to be, you know, one of their athletic defenders, and he'll be shooting. And if he misses, he's real far. Like, he's got a long way to go back. And Luka now has a long way to go back because he just drove past the baseline. And all of a sudden, those transition opportunities, they're a lot easier to give up. So, yeah, I think just adding one more guy to the mix who can, you know, drive and touch the paint, that's another thing that Kidd loves to say. I think that's a benefit for this team.
Tim, so, do you feel like, though, that this people say this team gets distracted? Ooh. Is that fair, you know, with that sometimes that – that when things happen poorly with them, they're not maybe a mentally tough group? Is that fair, or are we just looking at low-hanging fruit? It's easy to say, oh, they're distracted, body language is bad, they're a bad team. How do you feel about that?
I think that's fair. And okay. Before I fully give my answer, I have to preface it. I Luka Doncic is an MVP candidate, one of the best players
sure.
alive. I've literally gone to Slovenia to write about
you know,
how
you
awesome
have.
He is, all these things. Yes, I think that the best player, the mentality of your best player, is something that is represented, you know, throughout the team, throughout the rotation, you know, throughout even an organization to an extent. And all those things you said are true to Luka. You know, these are when you are a superstar, when you are one of the most talented players alive, your criticism that you get is really small stuff, you know, in the grand scheme of things. But one of these small things, and quite frankly, at times this season it has not been a small thing, is Luka and his ability to get distracted, you know, with when the officiating isn't going his way, You know, body language. You know, I wrote about how frustrated he was after a turnover against Indiana or Toronto. I think it was Indiana. But he was frustrated with Tim Hardaway because he thought he should have been in a different spot. And quite frankly, I think it was Luka. You know, it was Luka. But he is someone who will show his frustrations and will have moments of distraction. And I think that this is a player who is good enough to, you know, win championships with an S, plural. I think that there is a little bit more mental maturity improvement that is still between him and that. Now, maybe you get maybe you solve all the other issues, because this is way down the line in terms of issues and what's preventing this team from being a contender. Maybe you actually get the talent around him, the coaching around him, all of that stuff, and then that's the moment that this stuff all clicks into place for him. But I do think that is one thing that is between them and contention.
Tim, that leads me to another question I had about Luka. Now, obviously, I mean, he's on a historic run, four straight 35-point triple-doubles, to your point. The guy is a freak show. We are so lucky to have him. But you have the Charles Barkley of the world that'll say, is it a problem? You know, the offense and maybe some of this production, like, is that ultimately a negative to the team's success versus just Luka's individual success?
No. Yes, and a little bit of yes. It's no, because this is how teams are playing them lately. I mentioned that Miami sent more double teams, and that allowed a lot more of the ball movement. Lately, over the past couple weeks, as Dallas was losing games, a lot of teams were not doubling. They would shade help. You know, they would put people, you know, in the vicinity, but they weren't sending absolute help. And the response to that, when you're as good of a scorer as Luka Doncic, is to go score. I don't know how much that takes away from his ability to, you know, maintain the improved defense that we've seen for a lot of this season. Certainly, you know, maybe there's a correlation. It seems like there might have been a correlation over the past couple of weeks as he was, you know, being asked to, you know, just carry this scoring load more often, as his defense slipped as a result. Maybe that's a correlation, and maybe, you know, there's more Dallas can do. I do think there's more Dallas can do to, you know, have more movement and sets and plays a little bit more. But yeah, it's, I don't think it's a problem. I think that's kind of a misunderstanding of what exactly Dallas is seeing from the opponents and the way that Luka dictates his style of play based off what the opponents are doing. Yeah. You know, he's always looking for that weakness. But I think there's a middle ground to a small extent where Dallas can get a little bit more out of everybody else, and they can find the ways to do that, because in the long term, that's also going to help Luka do the winning things that they need, you know, from him on both sides of the court.
Tim, you're a stud, man. It's always a joy having you on. It's always knowledge that we're gaining from you. Keep up the fantastic work, and we'll catch up with you, I'm sure, throughout the remainder of the season.
Of course. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. There he is, Tim Cato of The Athletic, was with us here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Make sure you're checking out The Athletic for all of his awesome work. Let's get into the top 10. It is International Women's Day, I should say. It's not a national day. It's an international
day
right now. So I pivoted my top 10 list. Who are the top 10 best women in the history of sports? Who do you think it is? That's next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
About to get into the top 10 here, the Woolly Willy top 10, International Women's Day. Who is the best female in sports history? Frankel and Frankel, our segment sponsors. And shout out to, of course, Cards for Kids, G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Cards for Kids. Donate today at cardsforkids.org as we continue to broadcast live from the Dallas Boat Show here at Market Hall, right off of Stemmons. Come on by, say hello to us, and check out all the amazing different boat selections that they have. But they've got more than that. There's food, there's drinks. They've got all kinds of sports, water sports apparel that you can buy if you're interested in tubing, whatever it might be. They've got all kinds of awesome things out here that you can check out. And then these designer palm trees that you can purchase as well.
It's got a shower. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
They're made at, it's a steel, it's like a steel palm tree, but it's got like a shower head on it. So I guess it's like outdoors with the lights and stuff like that. So you, I guess it's the outdoor shower.
Yes, yeah, now outdoor shower.
That's,
man,
pretty neat.
It's pretty badass. It really is. Rangers game has gone final.
Ooh.
As they lost to the Kansas City Royals 4-2. But they did get a home run from Wyatt Langford as well as a homer from Jared Walsh. So there we go. Rangers are bringing some of the power here. Jack Leiter went 3 innings. And ultimately, he worked around a leadoff walk there in the third. Day was done after 3, allowed 2 hits, 1 home run, 2 walks. The first inning was really good. A 1-2-3 first inning for Leiter. Struck out Bobby Witt Jr. with a 96-mile-per-hour fastball looking through 11 pitches, 8 first strikes in that first inning. The second inning is when he gave up the home run. So all in all, a solid 3 innings there for Jack Leiter, and then love to see Jared Walsh and then Wyatt Langford get the homers. Another update, the trade deadline in the NHL has come and gone, and Jim Neal and the Stars basically didn't do much today, but Tanev, of course, the defenseman,
Tanev,
is the big addition that they made. Jim Neal telling the media, we have internal options that are better than any other trade we could have made. Logan Stankoven is an example of that. They've got a lot of talent there in the AHL affiliate Texas Stars that still haven't even been able to come up and play with the Stars team yet, and they like what they've got there. So they make a big trade. They get a defenseman, and this will be their core group now trying to make that Stanley Cup championship run moving forward. So how about those Dallas Stars? And reports are from Josina Anderson of CBS Sports that Russell Wilson, still with Pittsburgh, still has not left the Steelers facility. Maybe they're trying to iron out a deal right now with Russell Wilson, the former Denver Broncos quarterback. We did also hear that he talked with the New York Giants inside of the division as well. All right, without further ado, let's do it. It's time for the Woolly Bully Top 10. Woolly Bully. International Women's Day. Happy International Women's Day to all. Shout out to all the wonderful women in our life. But we've got the top 10 best women in all of sports. When you think of female athletes, who comes to mind for you? Brian Broaddus, do you have a favorite female athlete of all time? And why would it be Danica Patrick?
I knew you were going to go there. I knew. I mean, in fact, you know, she's been on that Drive to Survive.
Yes, okay. And I'm glad you brought that up. I was thinking about you when I saw her do those cameos.
And I skipped right past it.
Did you?
Move the needle right past anything that she's saying. I just move on. I'm such a petty guy when it comes to that.
She's really not bad in that type of role. But yeah. I do, every time I see her, and I got to meet her one time, and she was okay. She was pleasant. But
she's,
man,
not pleasant.
I think
she's
about
not pleasant.
I think about the story that you told of why you just are like, Danica Patrick's the worst.
Yeah, she's not pleasant. She really isn't. And she's yay for me. You know? I just, no.
It's amazing that her and Aaron Rodgers worked for so long together.
You
two
know
very
what? I mean,
selfish people.
They were very, yeah, the way that they used to hang out together, two very selfish people. There's so many of these gals in track and field.
Yeah.
That you. Is that a Gavin Dawson appearance I see right there?
Broskis?
Oh, holy crap. Didn't even see you sneak in here.
How we doing?
The General. How'd it go?
It was fun.
Did you guys kick some ass? Or
No. I mean, the good news is because of all the rain yesterday and this morning, we could only play 25-minute halves instead of 40-minute halves, which kept the score down a little bit.
Oh, there we go.
But,
okay. Okay.
Yeah, salute to Soccer Chance Academy out of the state of Oregon. I met their coaches, Dan and Rob, I think. They moved over from England because they heard Americans like spending big money on youth sports. So they started this academy in southeast Portland, kind of over where I used to live. And they've done a really nice job of accumulating talent and coaching them.
Are we about to lose you to their academy? It sounds like that maybe,
Across the
pond here.
I love Dallas Surf, and we're happy to host this thing. You know, you just get some great teams coming in, and anybody in youth sports knows sometimes you get smaller population states.
Yeah.
And, like, the only way they can compete is to bring in every good player within a 100-mile drive, and that's how it was for us growing up, you know, in Southwest Washington, and we would accumulate talent from all over, and they'd drive in for practice two nights a week. Well, it was very clear, and it was very obvious just watching them warm up that was the situation we had in our hands, but they played like champions for the first half, and it was actually scoreless 0-0 at half, so it was cool.
Yeah,
it was really cool,
good.
And we have another game tomorrow against some of the best teams in the country that have come down.
So overall, it's an awesome experience. Like, growing, learning, it's good for the club.
Well, it's great when you get that reality check, you know, Packers against Cowboys.
Sure.
Here's our measuring stick.
Sure.
We put in all this work. Where are we? Let's go find out. And, you know, we found out. I was happy that we scored.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, it was one of those matches.
Yeah. It was
they probably had a badass goal.
Was there, like, were they playing like the ball was on a string kind of a thing with it tick, 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 passing down?
More just positioning and, like, great first touch and accurate passing.
Really?
You know, just there wasn't a ton of skill on display like you'll see from some of the teams around here.
Sure.
They were just really, really good at all the fundamentals and very athletic and giant.
That's great that the girls got that experience.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out some of those girls in the Olympics someday.
Wow, really?
I don't know if they're that good.
Okay.
But they definitely tuned us up pretty good, Wolchuk. You know, it was a challenge to keep my cool over there on the sideline.
So no outbursts?
Oh, yeah, there was a couple outbursts.
There were.
That's guaranteed. Yeah.
We didn't get it on video?
No, we will at some point.
Okay.
But they don't usually run audio on the video.
Okay.
Which is unfortunate, so I'm going to have to record it myself.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that. International Women's Day here, the Woolly Bully Top 10. Lucius Alexander, where are you going for the best woman in sports?
FloJo for sure. Got to mention FloJo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
She did it while looking good. Those hella long nails that SWV used to wear.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Wilma Rudolph, because she started it all.
Way back in the day. She could fly.
Wilma.
Yep.
Erin Grant, she's a basketball player. Used to play for Mansfield High School, Erin Grant, back in the day. That was the first girl to cross me over.
I've heard this story before. Yes.
I never showed back up at that gym, neither.
I would
never showed back up.
Hey, she's a badass.
Yeah, she's really good. Whatever she's doing nowadays.
We got some of the honorable mentions. Jackie Joyner Kersee, I should say.
Yeah.
First Lady of American Athletics. Needs no further introduction. She was amazing for the Olympics in track and field. You've got Mia Hamm. Shout out to Lady Soccer.
Did you
right
just
there.
Skip Janet Guthrie because you didn't know who she was?
Well, I knew that you would know who she is, but I did skip over the Daytona 500 champion.
Yeah, well, she was the first lady to run the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Good for her, Janet Guthrie. She's amazing. This was a black and white photo.
Pioneer.
A lot of the audience might not know.
You skipped right over. You just rolled right over that thing.
I sure did.
You didn't like go, hey, bro.
I wanted to get to Mia Hamm. We were just talking about Lady Soccer.
To North Carolina.
Freaking badass, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cheryl Swoops.
Texas Tech's own, right?
Cheryl Swoops is awesome. Yes, we got to have her on the show when we were doing nights. I think it was CA filling in for Eric, and Cheryl Swoops was an absolute badass. And then Marta. She just goes by Marta.
Marta. Yeah.
And I now understand
why.
She
has a full name.
Yeah, I didn't know that either, but Marta.
Viera da Silva?
Sounds about right.
That sounds good. I think you nailed that pronunciation. But Martha was fantastic.
I'm a professional when it comes to these names.
You are. You know your international ball very well.
I wanted to name Abby Martha, actually,
for a
short spell. And there was another gal who played for Brazil that year in 2011, Rosana. I thought that was an amazing name as well.
Rosen.
Oh, it was Abby Rose instead.
I like Abby Rose. That's beautiful. Number 10, Lisa Leslie.
Sparks,
of course. Lisa Leslie was a goat. She absolutely was. Yes, L.A. Sparks. Number 9. This is an interesting one that I don't think anybody's going to know who the hell this is. Sina Nuwall.
Tennis.
Badminton phenom. Oh. When's the last time you played badminton? We did have to do that in PE growing up.
The little thing that you hit has an uncomfortable name.
The cock shuttle? What is it called? The shuttlecock.
Shuttle
the shuttlecock.
The shuttlecock. I would have never known that.
Cock shuttle.
The cock shuttle?
I thought I nailed it.
You did.
You did.
You flipped it.
You said it with confidence, too, which I was really impressed.
This name's interesting. Number 8 is Ding Ning.
Ping pong.
Yes. She is a table tennis Grand Slam champion, also an Olympic gold medalist, 3-time table tennis World Cup winner, and 3-time world champion, 18 pro tours to boot. So shout out to her. She's a badass. Yeah. Number 7, Katie Ledecky, who's still getting it done. One of the greatest American swimmers of all time, male or female, and the winningest female swimmer of all time. Number 6, we've got Lindsey Vonn. 82 World Cup race wins under her belt, Olympian, one of the distinguished best female athletes of all time. Yeah, she's a fantastic skier. Winningest female alpine skier of all time. Dang. Number 5, I couldn't say this one.
Nadia Comaneci.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you lifting me up here. 1976 Olympics in Montreal.
She hit some 10s, some perfect 10s.
Holy crap, she was. She was the first ever perfect 10 gymnast.
Montreal.
That's amazing.
More than one way.
Number 4, Billie Jean King. I thought maybe you'd get some list for Billie Jean King would be the number 1 on it.
Yeah. Billie Jean King beat Bobby Riggs in the famous male versus female tennis match.
Yeah.
That was played at the Astrodome.
Yep. And they've made movies, TV shows about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's legendary what Billie Jean King was able to do. Number 3 is Steffi Graf.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Married to Andre Agassi. I think their son plays tennis now, too.
Okay, I bet. I mean, think about that.
I think they're out of Vegas.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Number 2 is Simone Biles, who's still trying to get it done. Of course, 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, became the first female U.S. gymnast to win 4 gold medals at a single games. But number 1, and I guess you can't have one without the other, which is why we're going with a twins pair here.
Oh, yeah.
Serena and Venus Williams. And it could probably just be Serena, but Serena, of course, alongside her tween. Yes, Serena. Venus Williams. I mean, yeah, to me, I think Serena would be number 1, the GOAT of all the female athletes. But happy International Women's Day. Anna Konica is being texted in. Anna Kournikova being texted. Cheryl Miller as well getting some love. Mary Lou Retton. Getting some love as well.
She's dealing with some illness.
She's making a good recovery.
Good.
We were very scared for Mary Lou Retton there for a little bit of a period as well. And then we did get a couple of votes for Caitlyn Jenner. And there's your top 10.
Hey, she was Woman of the Year, right?
She was.
Yeah, first year being a woman, she got Woman of the Year.
So that that fits.
That's a strong woman.
Yeah. Very strong.
Fastest to it in history.
Crazy. Awesome.
All righty. Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
How's things been going here at Dallas Market Hall with the boat show?
We've been holding it down. It's been solid. I mean, the boat show is awesome. The people here are badass. We've had a lot of tolos. Kenny and Quinlan's been hanging out behind us. In fact, he said he's going to get I Met Kenny and Quinlan shirts made for these events.
I want one of those bags.
Size large, Kenny. Yeah.
He's a badass.
Yeah. Okay. I was listening to Tim Cato on my drive down here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think he nailed it, some of the biggest issues, and it got my mind thinking. I want to talk about that. Next.
Yes, let's do it.
All right, we're live at Dallas Market Hall, the 2024 boat show, and we'd love it if you could come on by and say hi. And we're back with that Rim Sesh next here in the nation.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, thank you very much, Lucius, and thanks to Brian and Zach for holding it down last couple of hours, so allowing me to go do a little soccer coaching. A tough defeat, no doubt, but I look forward to the next 2 hours and 12 minutes of talking sports with you guys. That's definitely a dub, especially on the heels of the Tim Cato Mavs interview at the top of the hour. That was fire as I was on my way in. Congrats to you for those guys. Can you open up this rim sesh for us, Wolchuk?
Yeah, I got you. Let's go ahead and put the kids to bed, cut out the lights, and go all the way around the rim. Oh, yes. I did just see this, and I want to get to your thoughts on what Tim Cato had to say, because thank God the Mavericks got that victory. And I don't know if you caught this in the open, General. I had my first dad experience where the baby girl took priority over the end of the game. I was in there in the NICU. I'm watching the game on my phone. I'm holding the baby girl, and it was time for her to get changed. She has touch times. Nurse comes in. She's like, all right, so the temperature and the diaper change. I do that. I come back, and Skin is interviewing Kyrie Irving, and the game is over. So I had to go back and catch the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, that'll happen. You know, pretty soon it'll be like going to bed and stuff like that, but you just got to accept that you're going to miss out on some stuff, but you put her first, and you know, you keep your fingers crossed that it's not too bad.
It wasn't too bad. Now, I just saw this breaking news from Front Office Sports. A first of its kind tournament featuring NIL deals as payouts is coming to college basketball next season. There's going to be an 8-team invitational in Vegas. It'll guarantee $1 million to be split among players on each team, with another million to the winning team. Could we end up seeing March Madness completely change and evolve because of an 8-team invitational like this? Is this where we're trending?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. They're going to realize that, you know, these players are going to realize that this tournament that they have, this March Madness tournament, how much money is generated, television revenue and all that. Get ready for the players to step in and say, no, we want a piece of anything that we're about to be a part of. The kids at George Washington, maybe they haven't earned money like the kids at Kentucky, but all of a sudden you get one of these teams that gets on a little run. These kids are going to step up and say, listen, you know, we're part of the Sweet 16 here. Oh, wait, we're Elite Eight. We want to be paid to be a part of this. Mm. So I'm surprised this hasn't already happened, to be honest with you.
Next year, they've got it all set up, so that's something to keep an eye on. Is we are in March. We've got the tournament right around the corner. But what were your takeaways? Tim Cato's awesome. He's an absolute beast. Yeah. Having him on was fantastic. When I read the article that he had a couple days ago on the Mavs' defensive issues. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, we got to get Timmy on here. So what did you think?
You know, I thought the most interesting stuff was just the idea that your defense is so bad, and it's as a result of the options that you've taken in team building to put two really talented superstars that don't play any defense on the court together. And I just don't know if it works, you know. There's a lot of different ways to skin this cat, but I don't know if that's one of them anymore or if it ever has been.
I kind of got the vibe that maybe they didn't trade for the right guys.
I think this is what I've heard, is Kuzma's the guy they really wanted. And Kuzma said, I don't want to go and be a third option. I was a third option between LeBron and AD. I want to stay in Washington and be the top guy. And ultimately, he blocked a trade to the Mavs. So they pivoted, they got Gafford, and they went for PJ Washington, who was their next option. But they don't really have that third true scorer now on the team, which they were hoping would be Kuzma.
Yeah, you know, and it's tough now because you have, Luka and Kyrie out there. That's a problem. They've also made the decision to have two non-3-point shooting centers that they want to play a lot.
Right.
And that's not really working because of what it does to PJ Washington's game. So, number one, it is a weird mix. And if you don't decide to do anything with Luka or Kyrie, I think Kyrie is by far the most likely between the two if you're going to decide to break those two guys up. But if you decide to leave those guys together, then you have to make a multiple player for one better player swap. And I don't think that's too difficult to pull off, but it is a significant issue. Like the true shooting percentage against Luka Doncic, he's usually the worst. And we've seen in the playoffs how much of a difference it makes when he locks in defensively. So I think there's a big coaching job to be done with this team or a big front office job with this team. But there's no doubt about it. Over the next 3 or 4 months, we're going to be talking a lot about it, man.
Well, the Mavs off tonight. Stars are in action. But we found out the Phoenix Suns are going to host the 2027 NBA All-Star Weekend at Footprint Center. All-Star game date will be revealed at another time. The Footprint Center looks badass. We got to see it when we were out there for the Super Bowl last year. It looks really, really nice. Ruben, you were supposed to go out there. You'd have a whole scouting report on it, but you didn't end up going during spring training. So maybe next year. Maybe next year we'll get out there, check out the Footprint Center. And then Mavs get the win over the Heat. I think I said this to L.A. yesterday. We didn't have time to get to it. But it was on the OGs podcast with Udonis Haslam and Mike Miller. And Udonis Haslam made an interesting comment about some of the big-name former Heatles that he was teammates with. Of course, it was LeBron, Wade, Bosch. Those were the big three. You would think LeBron would kind of be the most important and the biggest name that they got out of that. But Udonis Haslam saying it might be Dallas's own Chris Bosch that was the most important member.
I'm telling you, CB, if he stayed healthy, would have been still be playing.
Everybody think that our most important player was Bron. Our most important player, not our best player, but our most important player was CB.
Yeah. Damn.
He was our most important player. Because if Bron went down, you could bring in D-Wade, and it's not the same player, but you're going to get similar results of what you're going to get out of the player. Making plays, he can go for 30. We couldn't simulate it. We ain't have another CB. If that went down and he got hurt, we didn't have another one of those.
And the way Spo started using him, too, was impossible to guard. Like, he was shooting threes. Like, yeah. He was.
That's why
that man was cold, brother.
Nah, he closed it out on threes as a big.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Chris Bosh, if you think about it, I mean, in today's league too, gosh, he would be absolutely dominant. It's such a shame what happened with the blood clots that ended his career early. But I didn't really stop and think about it because he makes a good point in terms of like the scoring. Because LeBron was a different player then when he went to the Heat. But Chris Bosh, maybe we didn't give him enough love and respect for the role that he played among those teams.
He was one of the most criticized players in all of sports there for a couple, 2 or 3 years because he sacrificed so much. He was great defensively. He could knock down that corner three, stretch the defense, and if you needed a bucket from him, you could actually throw it inside. He was a great rebounder. Absolutely. You know, and for every NBA champion or every dynasty, there is usually a player in there who's not talked about. Like for the Lakers, it was probably James Worthy, you know, could have absolutely been a team dominant by himself type of superstar. And certainly he was in college. But, you know, there's tons of guys like that, obviously with the Bulls. I mean, they were just littered with dudes.
Sure. Like,
you know,
that's
a coach.
Man Campbell would say that's true alpha. Sacrificing for the betterment of the team right there. Chris Bosh, you are a true alpha, sir. Wemby is not going to be playing tomorrow against the Warriors. Not sure about Steph either, as he left their loss against the Bulls yesterday. I believe his MRI on his ankle came back clean, but it's possible that he will be out, so we thought we'd have Wemby versus Steph. We might not have either of them. Karl-Anthony Towns is having surgery on a torn meniscus. That's big for the Minnesota Timberwolves, but last night without Cat, I think we had the block of the year, maybe the defensive play of the year, as Anthony Edwards dropped 44 points, and the block that saved the game for the Timberwolves. If you haven't seen it, holy crap. The amount of air that Anthony Edwards
got. The rim.
He did. He hit the rim.
Yeah.
It was insane what Anthony Edwards did to get that rejection. I mean, just an absolute monster block. One of the greatest I've ever seen. And there's your rim session for the afternoon.
I mean, if I'm Jason Kidd, I'm just showing Luka that highlight again and again.
This is that dog mentality we need from you, man. The hustle, the effort, the heart. That was incredible.
This is what winning superstars do, and we'll see if Anthony Edwards can grow the full repertoire of offensive game to be a great two-way superstar. But, you know, I think the frustrating thing for Luka is just going to take focus and determination. Tim Cato was saying maybe when you get the right supporting cast and the right coach in here, he will sort of drop into that mode and be more serious. And you can really only hope. But it's unfortunate that he can't lock in and, you know, give this team a fighting chance on defense. It's oftentimes free bucket after free bucket off of Lucas guy.
Didn't he get criticized for eating too much Popeye's chicken?
He did. And it was Karl-Anthony Towns that was making fun of him.
Yeah. They're making fun of him for eating too much Popeye's chicken.
Well, now look, Cat's got the meniscus injury, and Anthony Edwards is dragging him to dubs.
Football's finest as we are live at the Dallas Boat Show here, Dallas Market Hall. Swing on by, say hi. Was it Emmett Smith or the offensive line? A former Cowboy puts that debate to rest. And are you ready for college football Friday nights this fall? It's next in the G-Back Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.